If you were will to do your share broadcasting piano over the air, a classical piece you must arrange to give your listeners some kind of change. Now don't suppose that we would scoff at a genius like Rachmaninoff, and we wouldn't insult a single note of the marvelous music that he wrote. But here's the view to which we cling, that too many people are playing the thing, and that is why you hear us cry, what was the matter with Rachmaninoff? If I may be so rude, when he wrote his
there's a lady across the way who practices every single day. In 100 years, perhaps she might be playing a part of it nearly right.
Then there's another one down the street who must be trying it with her feet. She's the one who gives you fits whenever she comes to the difficult bits.
Then there's a chap on the flowing locks who pounds it till the piano rocks.
Play a piano and gramophone, and even a man with a slide trombone can't leave the piece alone.
Here and there, again and again, you stumble across the great refrain.
Everywhere there's sure to be some fellow who plays it better than me.
And when you're asleep, your every dream is haunted by the famous theme.
From Land's End to John of Groats, you cannot avoid the mighty notes, and are willing to bet when we shake this mortal coil, they bury us deep beneath the soil. We meet St. Peter at the gate.
We know that it will be our fate to find him there with a big festoon, ready to greet us with a tune.
What was the matter?